Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about interruptions. Now, we are faced with interruptions every single day, aren't we? You know, you might be in a meeting and get a text or a phone call, or you might have a deep conversation going on with a friend at a restaurant and the waiter keeps stopping by the table to ask you questions about your order or something else. Or you might be trying to type an email and pop-up messages keep taking over the screen there in front of you. You know, we have a life full of interruptions, don't we? You know, I heard the best way to get your spouse to listen to every word you have to say without interrupting is to talk in your sleep. You know, I can remember in school growing up, it would seem as we were sitting there in class trying to listen and get into what the teaching was that day, then all of a sudden the fire alarm would go off. And we all would have to get up and get in a line and walk outside of the building. And that was part of the periodic fire drills that we would have to do. And it seemed like we never got back to fully discussing the topic that was being taught when we got back to class. That interruption can really throw us off sometimes, can't it? You know, when our band was playing shows almost every weekend with the pro sports teams, we would often have to deal with interruptions during our performances. Now, one time during a show with an arena football team in Columbus, Georgia, we had a fan of the football team come up in a Road Warrior outfit in the team's colors. He looked intimidating there coming up. And he had a tom-tom drum strapped around him, and he asked if he could do a cheer for the team right in the middle of in between our songs there. And since we were guests of the home team, we said, well, sure thing, go ahead. So he stood in front of the microphone and shouted his cheer as he pounded the drum around his neck, and then he spun around and dropped down into the splits. We stood there with our jaws dropped open, and we realized that was quite the interruption for that concert. One other show that we played for a minor league hockey team was on a flatbed truck in the middle of an ice rink. And we were using a laptop computer to run our tracks, which provided background vocals and percussion and keyboard parts all recorded there for our songs. And right in the middle of one of the songs, the laptop started to glitch. And that track that was playing started to make a cha-chunk, 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 cha-chunk sound over and over. It was repeating that one part of the track over and over again. And instead of letting it fully interrupt the song, I looked at our drummer and yelled, "Cut it off!" Kind of made a gesture there, you know, cut that off. And we just played the rest of the song and the rest of the set without the computer. Thankfully, we knew the songs well enough without the background tracks to finish it out. You know, as our church, of course, we have had to deal with interruptions through the years, quite a few here or there. And, you know, since we're a full gospel church with a little Pentecostal nature there, we often have people standing up that want to testify about something that happened in their life, and that's awesome. But we always want to make sure that it's in order. So depending on the situation, sometimes we may ask for it to be delayed, maybe until a later time. But if it is God, and we can, you know, feel that, experience that in our spirit and in our lives, you know, then we see that God is wanting to speak through this person. We don't want to stand in the way of that, do we? You know, as I've mentioned in past episodes, we put on a patriotic pageant most every year. And we just had ours on July 3rd this year. And there have been countless numbers of interruptions during that production over time. And in fact, one time we had a makeshift video screen that would roll up and down manually on kind of a pulley rope type system. And it would be lowered down in front of where our choir was standing in our big living flag. And just before the finale one year, that screen got stuck and could not be rolled back up. So the choir was all trying to crowd together on one side or another of that screen to be able to see the choir director. And eventually the gentleman who rigged up that screen grabbed a pocket knife and cut the rope so the screen would drop down out of the way. I still chuckle when I think of him grabbing that rope with the spotlights on him and cutting it until the screen fell. Oh, man. you know, many times some of the interruptions that take place during that production remind me of the finale there, the Muppets show that you can see at Hollywood Studios in Disney World. And they show cannons being fired and flags from all nations waving around, but mostly America, and people running into each other and marching all over the place. It just looks very familiar to me when I think of our pageants. But within this topic, of course, of interruptions, I also think a lot about being a parent. You know, as our kids were growing up, it would always seem like we were right in the middle of something when one of the kids would come up and say, "Dad, can you help me with this?" Or they'd ask a question, you know, and at first, of course, that would feel like an interruption that might be a little bit of a nuisance at the time. But I have always wanted to be there for my kids when they need me. And so that still stands true today. You know, we have a separate garage that our kids use to park their cars in now that they're old enough to both drive their own cars. And that garage has two garage door openers in the building. And they're connected to a power source that runs into our main garage. And the other day, those garage door openers would not go up. So I was getting texts as I was walking around doing some things out and about. And so that became a little bit of an interruption for the day. But come to find out, where the power was plugged in had a separate GFI switch that just had tripped, and it was an easy button push, and there it was. It worked. A simple fix. But, you know, it was a blessing to know that I was able to help my kids out with something. And we often have those situations around the house where we help each other. You know, in the Word, Jesus often was interrupted during his time of ministry, wasn't he? You know, one of those stories that sticks with me is in Luke 5, and this is where Jesus had a crowd gathered around him in this building, and he was healing so many. And starting in verse 18, it says, "Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.'" Isn't that awesome? You know, despite all of the distractions and interruptions, he still found the time to bring healing. He didn't just say, "You're interrupting me," and tried to kick him out of there. He said, "Your sins are forgiven," and he brought forth that healing. You know, it gives us a great example of how we should react when interruptions come our way in our busy lives. You know, one of those interruptions could be an opportunity for a great blessing to occur. It may also be a way that the Lord works to get our attention when we're distracted from the path we should be on. It's, you know, all reminding me of a poem that we've read many times in church services and even at funerals called "The Dash." You may have heard it before, but it says, "At the funeral of a friend, he referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that they spent alive on earth. And now only those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read, with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash?" So I ask, do you look at your dash as an interruption? All those things that we call life, that we go through each and every day? Or do you see it as an opportunity to do something great? That's what we need to do, right? We should all be aware of those opportunities that come from the interruptions in our lives. For doing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, @yahoo.com. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless. I feel incomplete. You make life.